Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to Anime Casuals, and welcome back to the weekly review. Excuse me, I almost said Weekend Talk there, which Weekend Talk you can check out from yesterday. But yeah, the weekly review, if you guys are new here, basically what I do is I will check out an anime, a season, typically like a season of an anime, and do a review on that. And this one was extremely short, so I just decided to check it out, and you know, this is my first week back doing a weekly review, so I decided to kind of do something pretty easy. We're doing Way of the House Husband Season 2. There's only 5 episodes in it, so I don't even know if you can completely call it a complete second season, but I'm just going to say it is. So, either way, let's get... I'll be honest with you. If you guys are new to Way of the House Husband, there's not a whole lot of major story beats here that you need to know. So if you haven't seen season one, I don't think this is gonna like ruin your experience by any means. However, a lot of the characters are basically shown in the first. First episode, I guess, the main characters. So just to reiterate who they are. So we have Tatsu, who is a former Yakuza, he's a pretty high up in the Yakuza, and he's known for being like this really brutal Yakuza fighter. And he was once known as like the Immortal Dragon. And then he ends up getting married to his wife Miku, and while she works, he becomes a house husband, and basically just hilarity ensues from there. And one of the people from his former gang, Masa, is the other main character, and so it's kind of like it's mostly like, you know, Tatsu showing Masa the ways of the house husband. I said it. But also, it introduces some other characters from his past life. This season doesn't introduce any new characters except for, I want to say there's one person I don't think I knew before. So there was a rival to, there was a rival to Tatsu named Torajiro. Tora means tiger. So, you know, this is the typical, like, Asian mythology is usually the lion versus the tiger. The tiger versus the dragon, excuse me. He is... he has, like, a sibling that's introduced in this season, so... but yeah, either way, it was, let's get straight into, to be fair, there are some other characters in there. There's Gin the cat and all that kind of stuff. But, for the most part, this isn't really like, I usually like to break things down into different parts. So we'll talk about the story and all that kind of stuff. But, the story is really non-linear in any way. They're really, once they introduce a character, they just come back. And in this season, I think they did a pretty good job of, you know, bringing back that simple, I'm trying to think of how to define the comedy. So the comedy is at least one of the formulas I've seen is that they'll make something super dramatic. And then at the very end of the scene or at the very end of whatever, part that they're doing, they'll usually like end it off with like a really serious, like in like a reality situation or something like that. So I'll give you an example of one. Tatsu is ordering a pizza because he threw his back out. And so he's talking about, you know, how stressful and everything this is, you know, and then at the very end of the scene, he orders a pizza. He's like, he's ordering delivery. And he's like, yeah, can I get a hamburger? You know, it's like, so it goes from this very intense thing to this very like mundane thing. So it kind of goes to show you, and that's what this show does really well, is it makes you, it makes things, much more intense than they need to be. Right. So Tatsu has really only ever known Yakuza underworld, so he doesn't really like whenever he describes things, it comes from that background. And so yeah, I just absolutely love it, dude. It's so fun to watch. And also it's fun to, because we've gotten to see Tatsu. If we're Let's be fair. You're not going to see a whole lot of character development, but in this season there was a bit of character development in terms of Tatsu's house husband skills. It was nice to see that he's not just this, oh, I know everything kind of guy. Like he does still have some ways to go, right? And so we get to see some of that happen with like an organization of, I can't remember, like older ladies or something like that. But remember, he's learning to be a house husband, so he's got to learn from the, these women who grew up being, or who were probably housewives and all that kind of stuff. So it was cool to see him actually do a little bit of progression in this. So but yeah, there are some, let's go into like the animation. So the animation is just as before. They didn't really change too much, so it very, I had to say it in this way, and I'll try and explain this as best as I can, but very cartoonish design, right? Like everything isn't made to be is meant to be like a caricature of itself, right? So it's like when they show Yakuza, they're they're like the stereotypical Yakuza, and it's just so fun to watch, right? It's just so fun to see it go from this, and so the animation kind of lends into the comedy that I was mentioning before, where it's this very intense drawing, and then it's all of a sudden it's like very mundane, or it does a contrast with what they're saying and what they're showing. There's like a scene where Tatsu's reading haiku and he's reading it, and it sounds like it's very somber, but what it actually is like him like throwing a body off the off a boat or something like that. See, and it's very interesting because if you think about it, if this was like actually happening, you'd be like, oh, that's like terrible. Why would you write a haiku about that? Or haiku, sorry, haiku about that thing about the volleyball anime. But with this, for the most part, it was a lot of the same, and that's not, I don't say that in a bad way. I think they did a really good job of just because when I get into an anime, it takes me a little while to get invested. With this anime, it goes into separate little skits, right? So it'll say like episode 80, whatever, but then it'll be episode 80. They'll do like 3 or 4 episodes per episode, if that makes sense, right? So it'll be Netflix episode. Well, season 2, episode 1, but it'll have like 4 episodes in it, right? Because that's what they say. It's like episode 87, 82. Sorry, I don't know why I went into wrong order. 87, 88, 89, 90, right? But that will happen in episode 1 or whatever. I don't know if that's exactly what it was, but you understand kind of what I mean. But either way, With House Husband is a really good show. It's really one of those ones that I like to recommend. It's just a fun anime, man. It's just a fun anime, and this isn't gonna be a whole long review. Okay, there's not a whole lot of like specs to check out here or anything like completely new to the formula or anything like that. But I just think the way of the House Husband, it's just such a fun anime. It's one of those ones that obviously you can't like. It's not for everybody, right? There's a lot of really crude language and. Some pretty like there's a good amount of blood in there as well. Excuse me, but it does what it does well, which is brings light to something that's usually pretty dark, right? And I think that's basically what they were trying to do, right? They were trying to bring this very dark subject, which is the Yakuza underworld, to a light-hearted story, right? So either way, Way of the House Husband season 2. The only thing I will knock it on, and I think me and Johnny agree on this, is that it is way too short for like an official season release. I don't know if it was an official season release, but I just remember like seeing the advertisement for it, and I was like, oh, season 2 came out, and then all of a sudden it's like 5 episodes, right? We're in contrast to the last season, which was. Excuse me, which was 10. So, And especially with each episode being, I think, 20 minutes, but also take away the intro and the outro, maybe 16 minutes, maybe. So yeah, it's not that long of a show. So either way, I think they did a really good job bringing it to life. And once again, it's just not one of those it's not one of those anime that you watch for the plot. It's not one of those anime that you watch for character development. It's one of those anime that you purely watch for the comedy and the spectacle. Also, you learn a couple things, couple real life things, right? Like there were a couple things that he mentions where you can apply them to real life. Also, there is the live action. If you guys haven't seen that, it's an interesting take on it. I think the voice actor returns for the Japanese. Just to be fair, I did watch this all in dubbed. I think the dubbed actor does a really good job. I really like his voice. He sounds a lot like Matt Mercer, if you guys know who that is, a very big voice actor. So, but yeah, either way, really solid season. I'm struggling to give this like a really low score. Because there's not really anything bad I have to say, but at the same time, I can't just like give it a high score, right? I can't just give it like this, like it was a five because it did everything right. But I am gonna give it like a 3.9. Like if it had gotten to if it had gotten like more episodes, I could have probably given it a better score. But and I know that's kind of an unfair justification for not giving it to the four, but I couldn't do it. I just can't do it. It does what it does well, but it didn't really add anything to the formula. It didn't really do anything different. Not a bad thing, but in terms of a season, you would kind of hope to see progression. As for like the whole anime, I'd probably say it is a solid four, right? No, does nothing terribly wrong. Four out of five, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that. But yeah, this one gets just the season two alone gets a 3.9, pretty solid for the most part. I'm still watching Monster right now. I'm still trying to get through it, so we'll see how that is. And yeah, so either way, guys, hopefully you are enjoying your weekend so far. Sorry it's kind of late here, but I did mention that I was going to be a little bit later on some of the Saturday Sunday stuff. Well, I was going to be later on this one, that it could be either Saturday or Sunday. But hopefully you enjoyed that. Hopefully you guys are enjoying The Way of the House Husband. I think, listen, as much flack as Netflix, obviously that was what I mentioned in earlier this week, as much flack as I give Netflix for some of the anime choices that they do, ultimately I just don't think that they. I think as long as they're willing to bring these properties to life, I don't have a problem with it. They can do whatever they want to do. It is what it is. We'll send the outcry, send the letters, and see if anything changes. But ultimately, I think it's a good thing for anime to mainstream it and to just show a different show different audiences what anime is and why we like to watch it. So either way, guys, hopefully you enjoyed this. Remember, you can check out all things casual at the link tree in the info box. Also, if you'd like to email us, you can email us at animecasuals with an S, real R-E-A-L at gmail.com. But as always, guys, don't forget to keep it casual.